Recorded Books presents Gates of Hope, Gates of Eternity, Book 2, by Rick Partlow, narrated by James Patrick Cronin. Prologue. Thacia was coming back together before Valen's eyes, a video of a house fire run backward. Leaning against the railing that lined the roof of the Venator fortress, she stared in wonder. She'd been a Venator for 10 years, her entire adult life, and had never witnessed the demons penetrating the capital city, tearing at it like a predator worrying its prey. Civilians had streamed out of the city in a panic, some even heading through the gates to the colony worlds, something that hadn't happened in decades, during her grandparents' time. She hadn't witnessed it herself, of course. She'd been out in the wildlands, fighting the demons as they streamed through the gate, making a desperate last-ditch attempt to put a shield over the portal. Valen had been at peace with the probability of her own death, sure she'd perish along with her civilization in a forlorn hope. Improbably, the endless horde of monsters had ended. A break in the line, whether it had been permanent or only temporary, had given her and a team of engineers enough time to install a blocking shield to seal the hive mind's minions on the other side. The end. So her father would have said if this had been one of the stories he'd read to her when she was a child, but this was no story, and a horrible certainty lingered in her gut that this wasn't the end either.
Primus, it's time.
She nearly didn't turn, still unused to the new rank, but she recognized the voice. Prefect Marcos was a tall, handsome man with patrician features and a close-cropped black beard, his uniform pressed and spotless in a way she could never match, no matter how much time and effort she put into her preparations. Valen made a face.
Do I have to do this, sir?
It was much closer to a whine than she would have liked. Marcos tisked, shaking his head.
You're a Venator, and the Primus, he cocked an eyebrow, the youngest Primus in the history of the service, so don't make me look bad for promoting you. This is your duty, no matter how unpleasant you may find it.
Yes, sir,
Valen sighed, then fell into step with the man. The rooftop landing pad was large enough for a dozen of the air cars, but the prefect was the only one present, painted a deep red in recognition of his rank and importance. Another officer might have been pleased with the thought, thinking that somehow the power and authority would rub off on them just by being seen near the man. Valen knew better. Power and authority meant responsibility, and she already had enough of that.
I'm responsible for the deaths. So many deaths. For the maiming and the wounding and the scars.
When she closed her eyes at night, she could see them. See the faces of the gunship pilots and foot soldiers she'd led to their deaths in the battle against the demons. They'd have died anyway. That was what Marcos had said over and over, him and everyone else. The men and women would have died protecting Thacia because it was their choice, their destiny, and it didn't matter who'd given the order.
But it was me.
The pilot didn't turn back to look at them, didn't wait for orders from Marcos, just spun up the ducted fans of the air car and launched them off the roof. Valen loved the thrill of a steep dive in a gunship when she was at the controls, didn't much care for it as a passenger. It probably, she admitted to herself, had something to do with the fact that she didn't trust anyone else's skill at the stick of a flyer as much as she did her own.
It's coming together quickly, Marco said, nodding at the reconstruction crews hundreds of feet below them. The Senate brought the best engineers in for this.
Yes, sir,
she agreed, not trusting herself to comment further. Marcos, as usual, saw through her reticence, his smile thin and knowing.
And you think they should have put that much effort into our defenses?
If they had, perhaps they wouldn't have to spend so much on rebuilding, sir,
she added belatedly.
Oh, I think you're going to do fine today, Primus. Marcos laughed softly. Just be yourself.
Valen raised an eyebrow and the man laughed again, louder this time.
Yourself, but respectful.
Valen sniffed.
Make up your mind, sir.
I present to you the Senate and people of Thacia,
presiding magistrate Selina in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?